Hi, my name is Nuno Arias Silva. I'm MVP of Office 365, and this session it's about two-factor authentication of Office 365 integrated with Azure Active Directory Premium. Okay, here's my presentation. I work more than 70 years working on IT, with more focus last years in Office 365 and all infrastructure products of Microsoft. Okay, here the agenda. You will have multi-factor authentication for Office 365. Office client features with multi-factor authentication, and then Microsoft Azure multi-factor authentication. Okay, just to see the difference, the identities of Microsoft Cloud Services on two cloud services, the public accounts. OneDrive, Live, Xbox, the Outlook.com, and the others to the corporations, it's based on Microsoft Azure Active Directory. As a result, the services like Windows Intune, Office 365, Dynamics CRM, Azure, and all others that you can use authentication based on the enterprises. Okay, the main difference, you have several identity models. You have Office 365 only, the cloud identity, without Office servers. You have private identity. You have directory sync with synchronization. Source of authority, it's your on-premises Active Directory. It's based on the sync, but now it's global available. 2 days ago, the Azure AD Connect, the tool that synchronizes to Office 365 from your Active Directory to Azure Active Directory. And you have Federation identity. Federation identity, it's based when a customer needs a single sign-on, for example, it's needed Federation identities with Office 365 and Azure too. This, it's a requirement. You have directory synchronization, and then you have ADFS servers to federate your Active Directory to Office 365. Okay, multi-factor authentication for Office 365. We'll be going to drill down some more. Okay. Is multi-factor authentication. Multi-factors that require sign-in to an application, not just based on username and password, to with the problems of security or stolen, it's required you have another application in your devices. It's familiar to consumer. The Live has this service about 3 years ago. Simple block password compromise to another country. You have the compliance that you need in your organization to have this kind of risks. You have to mitigate those risks. And to strong authentication too. You have or more factors in two. You have a password or PIN, for example, a phone, credit card, or a hardware token, if possible, to integrate with them. And then have fingerprint and geometry, retinal scan, and or other biometrics. For now, it's not possible yet. Azure have this, but maybe in the future, with new features of Windows 10, that you will be possible to log on to Windows as an interface. Maybe in the future we have that another factor of authentication, but based on these factors. Okay. With the different to have other device that you can authenticate, the first types of these tokens were based on the on a banks about 10 years or more ago. Several banks start to go to the internet. They figure out that the people needs another authentication that can prove that is the person or can mitigate. All based with username and password. Unfortunately, many users put their passwords on a post-it, and that's a flaw of that users, and the multi-factor can mitigate that. You have most in past years hardware token, you have certificates too, for VPN, for example, smart cards to sign documents, and then to this service of Office 365 and Azure, you will have phone-based authentication, you will have phone call test message, and push software one-time password tokens. This is are the basic authentication of CC5 and Azure. Okay, this is powered by Phone Factor. It was acquired by Microsoft in 2012. It's used by thousands of enterprises to authenticate employee, customers, and partner access. It secures application and identity in the cloud and on-premise. Okay, it's now included with Office 365 to all users. It was announced last year. It's included in all kind of license with no additional cost. Business and dedicated extends what was currently available to admins. Admins can now enable signing users for multi-factor authentication, but not replace Azure multi-factor authentication, because there are many features that only Azure multi-factor authentication has. Okay, you can do authentication using mobile apps with push notification, one-time password. You can select phone calls, and Office 365 will call you to ask if you are the correct user, and text message too. It gives you PIN of one-time password, and you put on the application, and then you are authenticated. Okay, here is the basis of Russian user. The user can select what is the preferred option. He choose call my mobile phone, text code to my mobile phone, call my office phone, notify me through the app, or show the one-time code in the app. And then the user can change their numbers, because some, for example, if they are in roaming, they have another number, or for example, the mobile phone is too, the user can go to the portal, to their profile, and change the settings without admin access to change this. Here are the options. App, it's needed to configure it. Configure when device that the user will need. And after that, after you configure, the app will show, for example, if the user asks to show one code in app or push notification, just accept the authentication and the authentication go further. Okay, and then you will have apps, for example, Word, Excel, and Outlook. Provides rich client login alternative multi-factor authentication. They are random characters generally generated, only viewed once. Possible to have 40 app passwords. And you can use it and name it the products that you use. For example, here it was Link and Outlook, or you can change laptop or phone or home phone or tablet. You can choose that. Okay, then you have some specific scenarios. Federated users, Office 365 resources, just needs multi-factor authentication for Office 365. You can use multi-factor authentication, server, or other ADFS connected application. You can have hybrid scenarios, on-premise server applications require Azure multi-factor authentication server. And PowerShell tool. It's possible to integrate all these with multi-factor authentication, not just the portal, the Outlook, the web access, but the usual. For example, the best practice for administrator, if you don't use or you don't want now to enable multi-factor authentication to all users, it's a requirement by politics of best practice. To many administrators must have multi-factor authentication, because if that user and that password is compromised, all infrastructure is compromised. Okay, then we'll have these client features with multi-factor authentication. The updated Office 2013 clients to support multi-factor authentication. Requested updates within also when it released Office 2016. It's no need for app passwords in updated clients. You can authenticate in a web browser. For example, you connect an Outlook. They ask the user, they ask the password. After you do that, it just pop up a window that's in a browser, and then you can authenticate, multi-factor authentication based on that. It's not necessary to have app passwords to applications. Some clients will also support Federation Identity providers, US.1 access, and US Federal Personal Identification Verification Card. Okay, the factor authentication of Office is built on top of Active Directory Authentication Library, ADAL. ADAL implements simple OAuth protocol that AAD that DFS understand. Office does OAuth those endpoints, then those endpoints implement number of protocol, the other SAMs or WSPAD. AAD and IFS issue OAuth tokens based on the results that Office use against its workload. That's the main technology. And how all this works, the multi-factor authentication flow. For example, the Office makes a request to service, which support new multi-factor authentication flow. Then the service instructs Office to visit an STS, which picks a simple standards-based POP. Office instructs AD library to launch web browser control. Multi-factor and federation, magic happens. It's transparent to Office. It's all based on tokens. Office gets back simple tokens, which is for the communication with the service, and then the office sends the token to the service. That's all the process, just to understand how it works in the in background process and how the authentication works with Office 365 and Azure Active Directory too. You can see the first one was just HTTP layer, authenticates to login Windows.net, then authorization login. You have the token to create, and it's validated, and backup token for Office 365, and then the token will back through this part. Okay, then it will have Microsoft Azure multi-factor authentication. Okay, that's a big question. Do I need multi-factor for Office 365 or Microsoft Azure multi-factor authentication? That's always a big question of an enterprise. What can we have, and why can we choose one or another? Because all customers, enterprise customers, it's all included in Office 365. To resource for any user, it's multi-factor authentication for Azure administrators, it's included to the Azure subscription. Use this for admins. If you are an admin of Office 365, you are an admin of the Azure subscription based on of that Active Directory on Azure. And then the main difference, we'll have advanced multi-factor features, hybrid architectures, including on-premise servers. You can protect other applications that you will need. You can integrate with VPNs. It's in the server, it's included. Secure resource for all other applications. You can secure cloud, line of business applications. Then you will have multi-factor authentication server that you can install on-premise. You have SDK and Azure portal to multi-factor authentication. Requires an Azure subscription. Use with Azure multi-factor authentication requires a link to the subscription and does not reduce the cost of Azure if you have this 365. It's an add-on. Okay, and here are the main differences. Just looking to the features that are available to those, it means that you can enable or enforce multi-factor authentication. You can use mobile app, phone calls, SMS, app passwords for browsers, default greetings, remember me, public preview, it's coming in June. The IP whitelist is currently in public preview. That is only possible on Microsoft Azure multi-factor authentication. You can set up your IPs of your office, and if you are going to Office 365 and Azure, I mean for your IPs of your office, you don't need to use multi-factor authentication. That's the difference. You can set customer greetings, authentication phone calls. You can have fraud alert, event confirmation, security reports. You can block or unblock users, one-time bypass, customizable caller ID for authentication phone calls. You can set up a number that is the number fake. You can set up the mobiles that you can tell the users, okay, save this number. All authentications came from this number. And you will have two multi-factor authentication server. Your on-premise applications, SDK for two for customer applications. That are the difference of the two products. Okay, the authentication process, the user sign in from any device using the existing user and password. You can have on-premise applications, radios, LDAP, RPS, DBIs. It connects to your multi-factor authentication server. It's connected to your Active Directory or other LDAP that you will have. Users must also authenticate using their mobile device because access is restricted. That are the main difference that you can implement on-premise. Then you can connect cloud apps, you can connect to other apps of another customer, then you will connect also to Azure Active Directory. Then you can enable to .NET application, Java, or PHP. It's all these technologies that you can enable. Okay, how can we enable? Here is in the Azure portal. You can enable going to Active Directory, multi-factor authentication provider. You can create and name it. usage model is parameter of our connection, your directory. Just create that. These are the bases to. Okay. Then we'll have here an example. You have in your Active Directory your multi-factor authentication providers for user. And then you will have some configurations. You can have to block and block users, sometime passwords. You can view reports, the status of your server if it's installed, the blocked user, bypass users, fraud alerts, what is queued. You can configure settings, caching, voice message, notifications, and then you'll have here the download of the server at the SDK. For example, here I have some change requests that are pending, just to show you the status. It was pending. You can see these reports. Here, the basic configuration. And for example, allow 3 attempts during multi-factor authentication call. You can set our ID phone, the timeout, default one-time bypass seconds. You can have fraud alerts, allow users to submit alerts, block user when the fraud alert is reported. You can set up the key that when a phone call is using the fraud alert. For example, you can have the application on your phone. Someone stole your user and password, automatically calls you to the phone. You are not working and not doing any authentication. Someone had stolen your user and password. You just, for example, press the zero key, and then the user is blocked to the server. After that, admins can unblock that users. But with this technology, based to the decision of the user, the user that all the decision, if and someone put the password is based on them, not on other kind of security based on that means. Okay, the users can decide it. Okay, gonna show you the configuration. Wait a moment to open my browser. Okay, I have here my Active Directory. You can have here configuration Active Directory. You have here multi-factor authentication configure. You can go here, manage settings. For example, that I have told you, requested IPs. For a request from federated users, I put a public wrench here and put my device automatically. Then we'll have some users too that we can enable. And some advanced settings you can manage. And here it's the portal. You can here lock or unblock users, lock automatically. You can search the user thing, put a reason. One time bypass, for example, a user lost their phone and they call you and they need to pass because it's urgent. You know that is the person, but because you know that person, you can put it here. For example, you can create it. Okay, it, that is the name. How many seconds? Configuration, the user, it's not needed within these seconds that you define here. They don't need to put one-time password. And then you will have some reports, the server status if it is connected, blocked user history, you can do some reports to bypass it, the fraud alerts too, and what is queued, the reports. And you can configure here in terms of the application. You can change here the caller ID. For example, I give to the users numbers to put on the front. The bypass seconds that we will have. And then we to block it and send fraud alerts to this email address to get this cursor URL. You can account lockout, lock user account after denied. It's possible. Okay, we put here for consecutive factor authentication denials. You can reset for 1 minute, for example, and then unlock after 3 minutes. Then we'll have here some more settings, some caching. You cache a user, application, how many it's needed. For example, user authentication type or application name. You can do byte ES or LDAP or radios or terminal services. You can give the application name that you can configure the cache. The voice message, you can put new voice message. You can choose the user self profile of the language. Then, what is the application? Is the greeting, retrieve, from greeting, and then manage sound files. You can upload sound file that you create. Just select, put in the description, upload it. Then we'll have here the configurations, the fraud alerts, account lockouts, passwords, and then you can have here the server that you can install on-premise. Here are the supported platforms that server it's included. You can download here the activation credentials to have the release notes, all the functions that as a test. And then you can have SDK 2 to integrate with Ruby, PHP, ASP.NET, and Java. it's very you can develop all kind of these applications and be integrated with Azure multi-factor authentication. Okay. With all this summary, in 3CC5 SQs, it's included multi-factor authentication. Users are enabled and enforced. Users can create app passwords for client apps. Office 13 clients are coming in last year. Office 5 tenants can be connected to Azure. Azure multi-factor authentication has another additional feature. That's the updated authentication that are available now. That's the pop-up of adult configuration. That's what the user would be connects from Word, Excel, PowerPoint, or Outlook that you can have authenticate the Azure Active Directory. It's passive, it's transparent to the user, it's friendly because it's the same window that the user goes to the browser. Okay, and then you can have here some support links, Azure multi-factor authentication, securing access to cloud services, information for admins, Azure Active Directory, the comparison of all the editions, and the how to set up all these steps, the multi-factor authentication. If you have any questions later, or you can ask. It's my Twitter account, my email. You can see my blog. Now I'm opening to question and answers. Do you have some questions?